Welcome back, everybody, to the Galesburg Chambers Political Forum this Monday evening. It's great to have you aboard and joining us. We're moving on now to the mayoral candidate portion of tonight's program. And the way it will work, each of the candidates will have a minute to talk about themselves, and then we'll get into questions, and you'll each get 3 minutes to respond to each question. And then we'll follow it up with 2 minutes worth of closing remarks from both of you. So thanks for joining us. We have Walt McAllister and Mayor John Pritchard. Nice to have you guys with us tonight. Big hand for both of them, please. Walt, we'll start with you. Thanks for joining us, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Galesburg, for being here this evening. It's my privilege to be up here. Thank you very much to the Orpheum. Kevin and Aaron and Ross and Tim, thank you for the volunteers. It's a real jewel of Galesburg here. Galesburg is a city of great potential. We are a group that is resilient and is hardworking. I am here tonight because we need a vision. We need a mayor who looks boldly into the future, not longingly to the past. Thank you.
And Mayor Pritchard, you'll have a minute also. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I am a native of Galesburg, Illinois. I've been married to Jane Johnson for over 37 years. I've raised 4 children. I now have 2 or 3 grandchildren, depending on how you count those connections. I attended Knox College here and studied economics. While doing that, I also became publisher of the Register Mail for 13 years. I served on various local bank boards, first Galesburg National Bank. We acquired other banks. I was chairman of some of those bank boards. And after the family sold off those various businesses, I built a broadcasting company that now has 10 stations in it, 6 in Burlington, Iowa, and 4 in Galesburg. All that is relevant to the long business experience I have. And in fact, 30 years ago, the things that I was operating was actually had more people than the city of Galesburg, had a larger budget than the city of Galesburg, and had more assets. So I bring that experience to the job. I'm out of time. Okay.
Thank you, John.
Thanks.
We'll have our first question deals with business, and this will go to Walt first, and you'll have 3 minutes to respond. Walt, as mayor, what would you do to ensure Galesburg residents have access to jobs or to create additional jobs in the community?
I suppose jobs is the most overriding concern of the citizens today of Galesburg. We've had some short-term growth recently, but what Galesburg needs more than anything else right now is long-term economic development. We need to invest in the small businesses. We need to invest in the businesses that will, in turn, invest back into the community. We no longer need to bring in outside companies that bring in low-paying jobs and that have no interest in developing the community. We need to invest in people who are going to build their business, they're going to buy their homes, they're going to raise their kids, they're going to invest in Galesburg. And the way you do that, the jobs of the future are jobs of that people can take anywhere. They can go anywhere. So they need certain things in a city. First of all, they need a city that's not afraid of technology, that's not afraid of the future. We should already have high-speed internet here. The fact that we don't have it here already is disturbing. We need a town that understands that the future is alternative energies. Monmouth saw that. Why didn't Galesburg? We need a city that appreciates what a community center would mean. We need a vibrant community center. We need a city that understands that one of its greatest assets is its Sandberg and its Knox students. Not a city that thinks, well, they're just leaving anyway. We need a city that cares about its people. Because then the entrepreneurs of America, the entrepreneurs of Galesburg, they will come to Galesburg. We don't have to sit back and wait for them to and hope they find us. They will come.
John, same question, and you will also have 3 minutes. What would you do to ensure Galesburg residents have access to jobs or to create additional jobs in the community?
Well, several things that have been underway. First, we have been, the city administration, the city council, community leaders have been working to build a pathway to the middle class for our young people. The first step of that was the Galesburg Promise, a scholarship program that allows all high school graduates with a 2.0 or better to get a scholarship to go to Carl Sandburg College. That's been well utilized beyond our original estimates. And that's probably the most critical thing is in competing in a global world is to have a workforce with the skills to do certain jobs, and also the overall educational attainment of a community is a good indicator of what kind of success it's going to have competing. Secondly, we just finished getting $500,000 of equipment donated to Galesburg High School. This came from private businesses. We worked on that about 2.5 years. It means that students at Galesburg High School and other schools will be able to take these courses as well to learn advanced manufacturing techniques with state-of-the-art equipment. Their area business is now desperately trying to hire those people and can't find them, so that's another path to the middle class for our young people. Lastly, of course, one of the first things I did was restructure economic development back into a public-private partnership with enough resources to hire the talent necessary to make us competitive at that, and that's generated some success so far and will continue to. The Maytag reuse as a wind farm equipment distribution facility is just one sign of that, and I believe that that presence here will also lead us to other opportunities to develop renewable energy. By the way, and for those who don't know, the city of Galesburg's electric supply comes from entirely renewable energy sources, and that was spearheaded by some of the council a few years ago. The issue of jobs is the critical issue, but we now know that it's not only getting employers to come here with living wage jobs, but it's also as much about getting either the skilled workers developed here locally or getting them to move here. Unemployment rate is down over the last 4 years. The assessed valuation of the property in Galesburg is up for the first time in the last 2 years. This is after 10 or 12 years of decline. And all these things are being worked on by various people. But the number one issue goal is to create this pathway to the middle class for our young people.
Mayor, our second question deals with the topic of the balanced budget, and we'll start with you, and you'll have 3 minutes to respond. Every year, the City Council creates the balanced budget, and in recent years, due to growing pensions, this has become increasingly difficult. Can you identify 3 areas or programs that you believe should be cut, and 3 that you believe need additional resources?
Well, it's correct that basically, because in the past, the city revenues have not grown naturally, we're always faced with a decision of cutting or raising taxes. I think now that we've begun to see the assessed valuation raise, I think you'll see tax revenues rise naturally. I think we're at a point in time where we don't need to cut services to maintain, because our revenues will grow and we'll be able to maintain that. The fundamental growth is in salaries from year to year and their benefits, and I now see a situation where we're turning the curve on building up the revenue, building up jobs. You know, adding homes to the community is frankly a critical element. For 14 years, we really didn't develop homes other than, group homes and Habitat for Humanity homes, which are all good things, but residential construction and new subdivision is underway. Those homes add to the property tax value of the community, which raises the revenues to the city. So obviously, I believe that the city, we've made reductions in police and fire, and I frankly don't see where that's possible anymore without sacrificing the quality of services that our personnel provide. And we are fortunate here because we do have the people that serve in our first responder positions, whether it's 911, police or fire, even going outside to the ambulance services, they're high quality individuals, they're very well trained, they're very well equipped, and they're well led, and they do an excellent job at protecting the citizens, which I think is the number one function of local government. Done.
Thank you. Walt, you'll also have 3 minutes. Same question. Can you name 3 areas or programs that you believe should be cut and 3 that perhaps need additional resources?
No, honestly, John, I can't stand up here and make a lot of empty promises about what's to be cut and what's not going to be cut. But I can tell you that in the last 4 years, we've been underemployed and we've been underpaid. This speaks to the budget when it comes to tax revenues that fund our city. And let me say, as far as the public servants, as far as the firefighters, the police, our other public servants, they have been treated shamefully in this city over the last 4 years. They have been made the goat. They have taken the brunt of what we really have had as a misuse of public funds. We need to respect them, not just during an election year, but in the other years. We need to know that they have our backs all the time. We need a city that understands that cutting services, that raising taxes, is no way to get a city out of a budget problem. The way to get out of a budget problem in the city is to create a city that people will want to move to. $1 million to be spent on a parking lot is not a way to spend our hard-earned dollars. We had an opportunity to take money to invest in our community, to invest in our at-risk youth, and it was put aside. We need these opportunities, which are rare in a town of our situation, a town that has some budgetary issues, but we had opportunities to invest and we didn't do it. If we would have invested instead of making empty promises and trying to find blame, we would be up here today talking about what to do with the extra revenues. Thank you.
Our next question deals with the City Council, and Walt will begin with you, and you will once again have 3 minutes to respond. The City Council has made many important decisions in the past year, from the armory to the utility tax. Based on what the Council has accomplished, identify 2 things that the City Council is doing right and 2 things that they need to improve on.
I think the Galesburg Promise is a wonderful program, so I have to give all credit to Mr. Pritchard and the other councilmen who voted, council persons that voted for that. I disagree with the armory decision. They had an opportunity to invest nearly $3.5 million into a community that has very high risk youth, has an incredible rate of childhood poverty. It was an opportunity to put back into the city. Whether or not you agreed that the armory was the place, the fact is it should have been invested. But they've decided that they're going to make a parking lot with a third of that money. I kind of lost track of what the question was.
Identify 2 things that the City Council is doing right and 2 things that they need to improve on.
Okay, so that was 1 and 1. The other thing I would like to see them improve upon The city council meetings are not welcoming. The city council meetings do not encourage citizen participation. We have seen youth disrespected when they walk to the podium. We have seen them ridiculed. We have seen people that care for this community get pushed aside. City council meetings should be packed. Everybody in this community should know what's being voted on each and every meeting. We need the youth to be standing up for their issues. Why aren't they there? It's the fault of the city. It's the fault because we don't encourage them to come out, and when they do come out, we ridicule them.
Mayor, 3 minutes for the same question. Can you name two things that the city council is doing right and two that may need some improvement?
Well, first I'd like to respond to the notion that somehow anyone is ridiculed when they come to a council meeting. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find any alderman who agrees with that position, and I certainly don't. And I think if you actually attended council meetings here or anywhere else, you'd find that our attendance is pretty typical. Most of the public wants to be confident that their aldermen, mayor, administration are doing the right thing, and only rarely do they feel the need to participate. The Galesburg promise, going on to the question, the Galesburg promise is something that the aldermen supported, and of course we recently in December adjusted it to include credit for years of education, whether done in homeschooling or done in private school like Costa or the Galesburg Christian School. So we've augmented that program, and that's a good thing. I think the council has had to make tough decisions regarding expenditures and balancing the budget. And I think those decisions have been correct. We don't operate under the bully pulpit system, which has been advocated by others. We operate under the let's communicate, let's get information out, and let's work toward the compromise that moves the city forward. Everybody can have their opinion about the vote on redoing the armory. I think that project that was brought forward was the most miserably developed project that I'd ever seen in city government, either as mayor or before. It was, redoing the armory, spending $3.5 million on the armory was not going to impact our youth, troubled youth. We have organizations like the Knox County YMCA, which has recently instituted programs which are reaching in to the schools to help these young people, and that's pretty effective so far. The two things I disagree with that the council did, I wouldn't be much of a politician if I had a list of those things and talked about them. I think it's tough work. There's always more projects than there is money, and these things have to be prioritized. If you want to talk about downtown redevelopment, then the parking lot project and redevelopment of the adjoining space is part of what you do to redevelop downtowns. And my time is up.
We'll move on to the next topic, which is population, and Mayor Pritchard will begin with you. You'll have 3 minutes. With Galesburg's population both aging and declining, what is your plan for increasing the population? And how will you address increasing young professionals, the under 40 population, to live and work in Galesburg?
Well, it goes back to the original main issue, which is trying to increase job opportunities. So on the one hand, we're trying to increase the educational level and skills of our young people through the Galesburg Promise Program, and through inviting and getting cooperation with the Carl Sandburg Community College and the Galesburg High School to develop some of these hands-on vocational-like programs where we know there are jobs waiting for these young people. Frankly, if we didn't have a Iron Spike brew pub here, we'd be looking for one, because that's one of the things that various publications cite as something that a community needs. And there's an example where the old fire station, we were probably doing about 1.5 events a week. Typically, it might be a birthday party for a child. And the cost to the city to do those events the last year was about $1,500 an event. And so by selling that building to make it a brew pub, we first saved the city about $100,000 a year. Secondly, we put a building back on the tax rolls and began receiving tax revenues, not only to the city, but the county, the school district, the junior college. And of course, that building is now full of people at night. I know, because I can't find a parking spot. And those people, there are people working in there, they're bartenders, they're waiters, they're cooks, they're brewers. So that is an example of returning a property to a good use. The events that happened in there, you know, there were many other places that those events transferred to, and I do believe the clerk's office, which used to receive the phone calls for people looking for that space, have not since received a single phone call looking for a community center to rent. So those are all, there's a myriad of things that has to be done. It's my hope that if we can develop some of these skilled workers, Galesburg, the Economic Development Group, will be able to attract businesses here, because it's where the skilled workers are where many of these businesses are going to go.
Walt, talk about the same question. What do you think is the best way to grow the population here in Galesburg, and especially attract the young professionals, the under 40 metric, if you will?
We already have an incredible population of under 40 and younger, I guess under 40 is younger, people already in this community that can develop the community. We don't need to bring them here. They are already here. What we have to do is give them a community that they would want to invest in. You have to give them a community that way they want to get a family, raise a family, buy a home in. The reason they're leaving is because they're going to communities that have things that they want that Galesburg keeps refusing to bring. You have to have a vibrant community center. The fact that it wasn't vibrant doesn't mean there wasn't a need. It meant that the city was ignoring the need. The YMCA is wonderful. I have nothing but good things to say about it. The Downtown Y is great. It is not a community center. A community center is a central located place that at-risk teens can go to. They can get homework help. The non-athlete needs a place to go at night. Parents are working. They need a place to go that is safe and that is constructive. In order to retain your youth, you have to give them what they want. They want technology. They want alternative energy investments. They want that community center, and they want to know that their city is looking after them and is protecting them. When they see entire neighborhoods neglected and overlooked and food deserts ignored, they see a city that doesn't care, so they go to somewhere that does. Thank you.
Thank you, Walt. We've moved on to our final question, I promise, for both of you, and then we'll move on to closing statements. This one will start with Walt, and you'll have 3 minutes. And it deals with the vision for Galesburg. Looking ahead, it addresses some of the things you were talking about. What do you think is the most important issue that you feel our city is facing, and how would you want to deal with it moving forward?
You use the term vision. I think right now Galesburg has no vision. When you look backwards, that's not vision. The leaders, look at the leaders that we've had in this this community. The leaders that brought the railroad to town, they didn't sit back, they didn't wait for it, they didn't think, oh, that's newfangled, we don't want it. They went out and got it. They sought out opportunities. They didn't sit back and hope that they would come here. You have to have unity in your community. You have to work together. You have to include everyone. The idea that it's okay to have a typical city council meeting is wrong. We should have vibrant city council meetings. They should be well attended. It's not okay that that's typical. This is not a typical city. Look at the building we're in right now. This is not typical. This is better. We want better. We want solar. We want green spaces. When they say a public space, we want public input into what to do with that space. We want to fix the brain drain. That's what we're talking about with population. We have incredible resources in our colleges here. You might not even know it if you were passing through town. That's the fault of the city. The business that I'm in, I had to take a risk. I had to take a chance. I had to take a leap of faith. We need leadership that understands that. That's vision. Trying to blame things on manufacturing leaving 20 years ago is not vision. Let's have vision.
And Mayor Pritchard, same question. You'll have 3 minutes also. What's the most important issue you think Galesburg is facing, and how would you like to address it moving forward from here?
Well, you know, first I'd like to point out that the Heart and Soul Project is about visioning for the city, and that's been underway for some time, and I was a very active supporter of getting that funded and moving forward. The Heart and Soul Project is gathering information from all sectors of our community to see what people really want, and then that will be integrated with our comprehensive planning process for the city, which will flow into that. Also, parks and recreation comprehensive plan, which hasn't been done for many, many years. So all these activities are directed toward having the people establish a vision for our city. But we have already talked about the pathway to education, the pathway to the middle class, and making that available for all of our young people, and that's the most critical thing. You know, as far as business owners starting new businesses and supporting them, that's exactly the business that I have. I took a risk. I used my resources and built it up. So I understand that. Also, the two young men who wanted to start a brew pub in Galesburg, because one was a brewer and one was a chef, those people took a risk and started a business and helped move it forward. And that's another example of moving the community forward in that area. Lastly, I'd like to talk about health. You know, Knox County is one of the highest counties in the state of Illinois for lead in children under age 6. And I first learned about this report last April. And of course, since that time, there's been a focus on replacing the 3,000 out of 13,000 water service lines, the 3,000 lead ones, and that's beginning soon, and that will probably last another year or two to get that done. That's going to be an advantage to our youth and their health. Furthermore, the city administration and the council has been supportive of this. We've been pursuing the funds to deal with the real, more likely problem of lead contamination, which is lead paint, lead in houses, dust, and so forth. And I think we're well on the way to that. Some of the interesting facts is since 1992 through the end of 2015, 534 children have had high lead in their blood. To our surprise, that's occurred in only 150 houses, of which 90 don't have lead service lines. So you can see clearly through deductive reasoning that there are something other than lead service lines is the problem. I'd also point out the city of Chicago, 80% of their residential water service lines are lead because they had a statute to 1978 requiring them to put lead service lines in. So this is another area that I hope to get council support to focus on going forward, and that's we won't be able to ever eliminate the lead contamination as long as we have houses built before 1978, but we should be able to vastly reduce the occurrence of children being poisoned. And I'm out of time. Yeah.
Thank you, Mayor. We will move on now to closing statements, and you will each have 2 minutes for your closing statements, and we'll begin those with Walt McAllister. Walt?
Thank you. 180 years ago, George Washington Gale came to this prairie with the belief of equality. He founded Galesburg on the radical notion that ideals are worth fighting for, that people with ambition and drive can shape their surroundings, that they, through sheer force of will, determination, can enact the vision that they share. Today, Galesburg is divided. We are divided by class. We are divided by political factions. We are divided by the very railroad tracks that made this city great. And right now, we are led by a man who seeks to divide us even further. We are led by a man who actually profits off of dividing its citizens. Yes, we are divided now, but we do not have to be divided any longer. Imagine a city that helps those that need it most. Imagine a city that looks to the future, not to the past. In fact, embraces the future. Imagine a city that showcases its arts. Imagine a city that works with its citizens, not against them. A city that promotes participation and engagement. A city that's transparent. Imagine a city whose mayor will fight for all citizens, no matter their income, no matter their political leanings, no matter their circumstances. Imagine a city that can serve as an example of great things that happen when all of its citizens come together and work for common goals. This is the Galesburg we can have. This is the Galesburg that I will fight for.
Thank you, Walt. And Mayor Pritchard, you have 2 minutes.
You know, I have to wonder about this Heart and Soul project that we're doing, where we're reaching out to every part of our community to get their input. I can't imagine a more direct way to get everyone's voice heard. The pathway to the middle class for our young people is the most critical and essential thing we can do to ensure that our children and grandchildren, for that matter, are able to live happy, healthy lives. And we're approaching the issue of health in a very serious manner. You know, Galesburg has the Community Foundation, whose real goal is about community health, one of those assets that most communities our size don't have. We are working diligently with state officials to address this lead poisoning problem, and I think we're going to make some real progress. All these things are pointed toward the future. I think it's disingenuous intellectual dishonesty to indicate that the mayor or the council in any way isn't looking forward and looking to the future and trying to build a better city. I think that kind of rhetoric is not the kind of rhetoric that comes from a leader who will bring people together. As for me, you know what you got. I'm going to work on the same things, improved infrastructure for the community to make it attractive for people to locate here, improved health for our community, and improved educational opportunities for everyone. And I think these things, together with skilled, knowledgeable economic development programs, will serve us well going forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Pritchard. Let's have a big hand for both of our candidates, Walt McAllister and Mayor John Pritchard. A very thoughtful discussion tonight, and we thank you guys for sharing your vision for the future with us. Well, we've made it to the end, folks. Thanks so much for spending part of your Monday evening with us. It's been great to have you here in the beautiful Orpheum Theater, and a thrill for me as well to be here. I'd like to thank the Galesburg Chamber of Commerce for inviting me and for their committee's hard work in putting all of this together and inviting all of the candidates to be with us here this evening. Also, a big thank you to our sponsors at WGIL and the Galesburg Register Mail for all the great work they do every day in your community. Remember, folks, early voting is happening now until April 3rd. Election Day is April 4th, 2017, and the way to make your voice heard the best is to get out and vote. Thanks so much for having me here tonight, and we'll see you soon on Channel 8. Thanks a lot, folks. Have a great evening.